Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got a rock star on the phone right now, so we don't make him wait. Robbie Takac from the Goo Goo Dolls. How
morning,
are
Robbie?
You?
I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
I was in a store yesterday, and I heard Slide, and I was smiling because I'm like, oh, I'm excited to talk to Robbie tomorrow. Yes.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, man. Holidays. Lots of people bustling around out there. Try to get into the stores as early as I can because I don't like crowds, you know.
No. Well, except when they're watching you sing and dance and play music.
About? You're
and
always on
hanging.
The stage. I don't
know.
Like
exactly.
Crowds. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we have paid security. You know.
Right. Exactly. That makes it much easier, you know. So one great gift people could get is meat for Christmas, and I hear you're having a meat raffle. How's that tying?
Yeah. This is all, you know, part of the process of trying to keep the Music is Art Festival and all the groovy stuff Music is Art does throughout the year happening here in the community. So, yeah, it's one of the fundraisers we do every year, and yeah, man, we're raffling meat. It's just a good old-fashioned meat raffle. And
Have you ever been to a meat raffle before? Because I love them.
I have been, and they're actually way more fun than they sound than it sounds, actually.
Yeah.
But, there's usually a lot of beer flowing and people having a good time.
It's rowdy.
Yeah.
Where is the meat raffle happening? Give me the details.
It's at the Variety Club, which is on Broadway in Lancaster. Starts at about 6 p.m. today, and Donnie Razor will be emceeing it. I'll be there hanging around, and Paul Cambria will be out there as well. So,
There's the trifecta.
Hang, man.
You, Donnie Razor,
no
and Paul Cambria.
Cross-examine you.
I know, right? Exactly. Yeah, right? Who will have the coolest car? That is the burning question. At the meat raffle.
I think my Honda Fit will be in competition.
I think so.
It's tricked out, Jan. It's a tricked out Honda Fit. So
yeah, that's everything. So what kind of meat are we talking about? Because in Buffalo, I think if you just had chicken wings, people would be happy. But where'd you get the meat and what is it, a lot?
You know what? I am not privy to the details of where the meat has come from.
Okay, that's fine. Just wondering.
But I'm sure it's a reputable meat source.
Nothing but the finest for you, Robbie.
Listen, I was wondering if there was going to be some like grand prize of like Wagyu or something like that, and I was just
This is about the third or fourth year we've done this. Actually, cool. We missed a couple there during the pandemic, but
sure.
It's always been a wildly successful thing, and I've actually come home with some smoked meats myself.
Fun.
You are missing out on a fantastic opportunity to brand the Wagyu meat that you could put
out
there.
Oh, the Wagyu, yes.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
The fine Wagyu. The meat raffle. It happens tonight. $10 tickets. It includes beer and pop. You can get them at musicisart.org. Donnie Razor is the MC DJ. It's at the Variety Club of Buffalo, 6114 Broadway in Lancaster. What's new with the Goo Goo Dolls, Robbie? What's going on with you guys?
Oh, yeah. We just finished up about 70 shows this summer and fall. Mm-hmm. And, we're about to announce a secret UK tour, which is coming up soon. It's only secret until we announce it, but that's going to be coming up soon, and that'll happen in the spring. And then a huge tour called the Big Night Out Tour with Goo Goo Dolls and OAR, which will be going all over the United States throughout the summer. Yeah.
When you do a UK tour, how much of your stuff from the States do you bring, or do you rent it over there?
We rent some of the stuff over there, you know, but it's a little bit of an abridged situation, you know, especially these days, just getting over there is unbelievably expensive, you know, with fuel and hotels and everything. But it's amazing to see the touring business back in action and see all those smiling faces singing back at us. And it's amazing.
Awesome. Well, congratulations.
New Year's Eve, I'm going to be with you guys at the casino. I'm kind of excited about that.
I heard that, man. That's going to be super, super fun. Yeah, that I expect that to be a madhouse. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I think it's going to be a heck of a show.
Have you ever done that before where you play New Year's Eve like that right up until, you know, the 10, 9, 8? Yeah.
Yeah. We used to do that a lot, actually, back in the day before, you know, before the dawn of the DJs for New Year's Eve. You know, that seems to be a pretty big thing these days. But, you know, we played an awful lot of New Year's shows throughout the years. But quite honestly, it was kind of nice when they slowed down for us because, you know, I mean, I don't know, man. I got to go over to Japan, and, you know, Japan's it's an amazing place during New Year's. So, but I'll be back here in Buffalo and celebrating with the family this year.
Fun. Great. What? Tell me what it's like in Japan for New Year's Eve.
It's pretty amazing because, like, Christmas is sort of like an auxiliary holiday next to New Year's Eve. So, you know, when the New Year happens, it's really, you know, like Christmas comes down 26th, and it's almost like, you know, it never happened, you know,
right.
And then, you know, they're into the, New Year season. Yeah. And it's, you know, that's when the, you know, the real parties happen, and fireworks.
Okay.
And, it's just really exciting.
That's fun. For somebody who is new to Buffalo, can you explain your passion behind music as art and what your goal is?
Yeah. Well, this was our 20th year this year, actually, of, doing the Music as Art Festival. It's, we started out 20 years ago doing just a small little event in the parking lot of my recording studio during the Allentown Art Festival, and we had about 35 bands there. Mm-hmm. And since then, we've grown into goodness gracious, we had 21 stages last year, and we had dozens of artists and so many DJs and displaying artists and dancers and glass blowers and all sorts of amazing things going on, and running programming throughout the year too, collecting instruments and refurbishing them and getting them back into the community. And we have a winter jazz series coming up soon for students, which is going to be really cool, and they get to have a little bit of experience in the recording studio and do and some shows and stuff like that. Yeah. And, Music is Art Alliance, which is basically, I like to think, like a self-help group for Buffalo musicians, you know, to, you know, try to get to the next level and, reconcile with, you know, all the challenges of being a musician. So,
Robbie,
what did
music, you know, do to you at a young age? Like, the difference it made in your life inspires you for music as art. Tell me about your story when you were little.
Well, I wasn't much for the debate club or at least the formal debate club. You know, I wasn't really like that big into sports, and you know, as a third grader, you know, you're looking for that thing, you know, and you know, I happened to find that thing with a bunch of kids in the garage, you know, playing instruments that were down the street from me. And I found that thing to be the thing that, you know, opened up my eyes to a whole bunch of other things that were out there. And, you know, I often talk about, you know, I went to the Allentown Art Festival when I was a kid back in the 70s. And, you know, that was my outing from my bubble. You know, like, I got to see hippies sitting around on the street and Hare Krishnas, you know, and, you know, things I'd never seen before in my life. And so the idea with Music as Art is just to kind of be able to take those fringe ideas and sort of move them into the mainstream a little bit and let people see what's out there and, you know, let them be able to expand their minds in the way that they'd, you know, they see fit for themselves through art and music. Yeah.
Love that. Robbie Takac of the Goo Goo Dolls. The meat raffle for Music is Art is one to support. It happens tonight. $10 tickets. And you can go to musicisart.org. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year if I don't get a chance to talk to you before that. But enjoy.
Absolutely. To all of you as well. And thanks so much for supporting us all these years, man. We appreciate it so much.
Always will, because we know how important music is in a child's life and a human's life. It's just, it's everything. So we love what you do for the community. Thanks, Robbie.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, guys. Have a happy holiday.
Thank you. 7:40, you're waking up with KISS 98.5. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.